Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning progress that we've made in the Holstein breed across the last couple of generations. As we look at the Holstein breed and we think about maybe what they looked like 20 years ago, we had a few things to fix. And this past week, I had a chance to sit down with one of the semen company representatives, and we discussed some of the changes that we've seen in the breed and progress that we've seen. Number one, there's been significant change in the stature and the feet and legs of the breed over the past 20 years. For the most part, in many of our herds, we've been able to transition to a little bit smaller cow that's more commercial and has stronger feet and legs. Another thing we needed to fix was issues with breeding. Our conception rates and breeding records have helped us with that. But part of that is also genetics and looking for those bulls and sires that will give us an advantage when it comes to conception rates. And we've been pretty efficient at doing that. And the last thing we discussed was progress in milk components when we look at the fat percent and the protein percent that we see in our herds today, quite significant difference. And one of the interesting things about the discussion as we looked at the components was, how far can we push this in the Holstein breed? Is it possible to have Holstein herds that will test, say, 4.8% fat? You know, we already have herds that'll test 4.5, so that's really not too much of a jump considering the progress that we've made in the last 10 years. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.